Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, tension at a Donegal County Council meeting yesterday was palpable as the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Committee heard that legislation for a scheme to remediate social housing affected by the crisis will not be signed off until next year. An inspection is due to be carried out in Scolwara and Milford to begin the process to build a replacement school building. The Justice Minister has proposed to meet with the families of the Creaslip victims next week, and there's yet another record level of homelessness in the state. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport, Augusturation sport, and note the Colm Fairter. Tension at a Donegal County Council meeting yesterday was palpable as the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Committee heard that legislation for a scheme to remediate social housing affected by the crisis will not be signed off until next year due to the upcoming general election. Councillor Jerry McMonagall told the Chamber that it's time to get real about how tenants of social houses affected by defective concrete blocks are living on a day-to-day basis. He said while some tenants are able to be rehomed, it's not the case for the vast majority. Councillor McMonagall also called for a united front among elected members and officials and for the end of the drip feeding of information, as he says the council is withholding information. The council responded denying that information is being withheld intentionally. Councillor McMonagall says government needs to step up.
Last Christmas, in fact, we were told that we would have a remediation for social housing early in the new year, and 12 months have almost gone by and we still haven't got that social housing remediation scheme for the defective concrete blocks. And all the while, we have tenants who are living in houses which have become totally inhabitable. And other tenants have been moved out and into houses that have become available, leading to longer delays in allocating houses. The frustrations and anger that we would share in the council, and it's right across the board, was palatable at yesterday's meeting, because once again we were informed that due to the upcoming election, that this new legislation will probably not be signed off on until next year. And this just isn't good enough.
And the special meetings for this issue have been happening, but councillors were saying yesterday, and yourself, that when you go to these meetings, it seems like it's the same conversations happening.
Yeah, look, I acknowledge that the council staff have done an awful lot of work with what they can do. But the scheme itself for the remediation of social housing has not been put in place by the government. It's their responsibility. It's them who have to put the legislation together. And it's quite simple because the legislation that they have for the scheme for the private sector is already there. And you would imagine it was only a matter of transferring it over and, you know, changing some wording here and there.
The Department of Education has confirmed that it has received an application from Scolwara Milford for a replacement school building and that officials will be in further contact with the school in due course in relation to the matter. Yesterday, the cramped conditions for pupils and staff are forced to operate in were laid bare. Cameron Clark has more.
A member of the Milford Parents Association and chair of the Board of Management at Scolwara, Milford, yesterday described the decrepit conditions children and teachers are facing daily, with teaching taking place in storerooms and corridors. There are also serious road safety concerns over the location of the school building. It's understood a site has been gifted to the school for the development of a new building. In a statement to Highland Radio, the Department of Education says it recently delivered modular accommodation at Scolwara Milford. A spokesperson says a project to deliver two mainstream classrooms and two special education teaching rooms was at tender stage when the school decided not to proceed. The main focus of the department's capital funding, it says, is on provision of critical additional capacity. However, it says the overall position with regard to potential modernisation and the replacement of existing school infrastructure will be kept under review.
Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogue has confirmed inside the last hour that an inspection is to take place within the next 3 weeks in a bid to begin the process.
Minister Foley has confirmed to me that the inspection will take place, the technical assessment and inspection of the site will take place now inside the next 3 weeks. So moving on from that then, after that, at least that gets it moved forward in terms of the assessment being completed, And then the next objective then is to work to ensure that the school is included in the capital development plan and the school capital plan going forward, so that we can actually get the project moving on.
The Justice Minister has proposed to meet with the families of the Chrysler victims next week. Last month, a number of families requested a meeting with Minister Helen McEntee and also called for a public inquiry into the explosion which claimed the lives of 10 people over 2 years ago. Michaela Clark has more.
In September, a lawyer representing the families of a number of the victims of the Creeslaw explosion wrote to the minister seeking an independent investigation. They said the tragedy has been compounded by the absence of an independent human rights compliant investigation. The Department of Justice at the time said it was currently considering the contents of the letter. The families also requested a meeting with Minister McEntee. The Department of Justice has today confirmed that the minister has been in contact with representatives of the Creeslaw families with a view to meeting the families next week. Minister McEntee says it's important the families get the answers they need in relation to the loss of their loved ones in what she says is a national tragedy. In a statement, she added that it is also important that the Garda investigation, the HSA investigation and the CRU investigation is completed.
There's yet another record level of homelessness in the state. Department of Housing figures show there are 14,760 people registered as homeless and living in emergency accommodation, including more than 4,500 children. The total for September is 15% higher than a year ago. Donal Kavanagh has the local breakdown, which remained largely unchanged.
In the northwest, 147 adults accessed services, down 16 on the August figure. 51 of them did so in Donegal, down 1 on the previous month. There were 18 families registered as homeless in the region in July, down 5, with 48 dependent children, a fall of 3. Nationally, 14,760 people were registered as homeless in September, including 4,561 children. It's yet another record for the number of people in emergency accommodation. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien says his department is working to prevent people from entering homelessness, particularly in cases where they're facing eviction.
One measure that we've taken that has been really successful is the purchase of homes with tenants in situ. Unsecure tenancies, HAP tenancies, where people have been on the housing list, where the landlord is selling. Last year we bought over 1,800 homes. We'll do over 1,500 at least this year. And what that does is end an unsecure tenancy, converts a HAP tenancy into a social housing tenancy and adds to our social housing stock.
Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District has passed its 2025 draft budget with a fund of €150,000, providing €25,000 to each member to be allocated at their discretion. Gaherlach Councillor Gary Doherty said the structure of budgets at present constitute a nonsensical way of doing business. Finance Director Richard Gibson agreed the process is based on an archaic 19th century system. He also repeated that the services provided by council and paid for by rates and local property tax are taken for granted and are only noticed when they're not there. Earlier, the Glenties MD passed its budget with similar figures, despite a proposal from Councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Asbog that the budget to be rejected as a protest against the rates system. An application to dismiss two charges facing the wife of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson will be heard before the end of the year. Mr. Donaldson has already pleaded not guilty to 18 historical sex offence charges, while his wife Eleanor faces charges of aiding and abetting. Gareth McCullough has more.
At a short hearing this morning in Newry Crown Court, which neither Donaldson or his wife Eleanor were required to attend, it was confirmed 58-year-old Eleanor Donaldson will have to return in December. She's pleaded not guilty to three charges of aiding and abetting in connection with her husband's alleged offences, with an application to have two other charges against her withdrawn, set to be heard on December the 17th. The trial next March is expected to last 2 weeks, and the Donaldsons remain on continuing bail.
A Fianna Fáil councillor in Donegal has said the decision by party headquarters to add Claudia Kennedy to the general election ticket in Donegal was made to increase the number of female candidates being fielded by the party nationally. On today's 9 till noon show, councillor Liam Blaney questioned whether a third candidate was necessary and suggested that if a third candidate was to be added, councillor Micheál Nocton, who was narrowly defeated by the party's convention by former deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher. Councillor Blaney told Greg Hughes the decision came as a shock to himself and other party members.
It definitely took me by surprise. I think it took all the Fall X members of the county by surprise. We didn't feel that there was a need or that there would be a third candidate in it. And if you look at the bigger picture, you know, we had a convention and there was a contest between Pat the Cope Gallagher and Councillor Michael Nocton. And Councillor Nocton brought up a very good showing there. Personally, I felt that if anybody was going to be selected, it would have been Councillor Nocton. You know, a man that topped the poll in his own area, a very, very popular councillor, very, very hard-working councillor. You know, we were very, very surprised that Claudia was selected. Nothing against Claudia, but she was standing in the last council elections and got 301 votes, I think, was on.
What do you think the strategy is, Liam?
In my opinion, it seems to be having so many females on the ticket, and they looked at this constituency, and for whatever reason, they believe that Claudia would be a good candidate for this constituency, for this county. I wish all the three of them all the best. We'll be doing what we can to try and retain at least two seats.
The Irish Blood Transfusion Service has had to import 270 units of three blood groups to cover a shortage. It accepted a delivery of O negative, A negative and B negative early this morning. The service says a sustained surge in hospital demand has led to it to work with other facilities to supplement stocks. Dr. Andy Godfrey, Medical and Scientific Director, says stocks are still low despite an amazing response to an appeal earlier this month.
The reason for the shortfall is actually in those rarer blood groups, particularly the O RhD negative group. And the reason for that was we've been asking those donors to come in an awful lot over the last year or two. When we appealed, there weren't that many donors that were available to donate who were outside of our 3-month collection window. So that's why we think we didn't get as much of a response as we were hoping for with that type.
The HSE has confirmed nursing services on Tory Island are unavailable from now until Thursday next, which is October 31st. They say a review of all planned nursing activities has taken place and has been addressed for the period. Mainland Public Health Nursing Services are available for any queries or nursing requirements that may arise over this period. And as additional control, local GPs, pharmacies, the Community Intervention Nursing Team, NIDOC and the Coast Guard have been advised. The time's now 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and it's a huge night of action in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division title race. With just two games to go, Shelburne sit on top of the table, 2 points clear of Derry City. Damien Duff's Shells side host Drogheda United at Tolka Park this evening, while the Candy Stripes are at fourth placed St Patrick's Athletic. Derry are on the hunt for a double, but manager Rory Higgins is taking the run in game by game, starting with St Pat's at Inchicore.
We've a couple of weeks left in the season. So much can happen in that couple of weeks. So the cup and the Shelburne game here is the furthest thing from our minds. We've enough to focus on this week. We've enough to prepare for against a really good team who are going to be around for a few years, I think. But as I said, it's a game that we're looking forward to. And as I said, we'll have a good crack at it and we'll go down there to win the game.
Stephen Kenny's St Pat's have won 7 games in a row and would go second with a win this evening. City, with just 1 league win in 6, will feel they have to win to keep their title hopes alive, as a Shells win and a Derry defeat would put the Premier Division title beyond them. Also tonight, Galway United host Sligo Rovers, while Waterford entertain Bohemians. All of those games are at 7:45. Cross channel, there is one game in the English Premier League tonight, as Leicester City host Nottingham Forest from 8. In the Championship, Portsmouth take on Sheffield Wednesday at the same time. And closer to home, there's an Ulster Junior Cup game this evening, with Milford United hosting Bonnygee United at 7:45. The Republic of Ireland have just set off on their Euro 2025 playoff journey. Eileen Gleeson's side are in Tbilisi for the first leg of their semi-final clash with Georgia. Donegal's Tyler Toland has started for Ireland, while Anna Patton, who has family connections in Donegal, has also made the first 11. Milford's Amber Barrett is on the bench. Grace Maloney is getting a rare outing in goals for the Girls in Green, with Courtney Brosnan suspended. Lily Ag, Abby Larkin and Kyra Caruso have also come into the side this evening. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is hopeful Bukayo Saka will be fit for their Premier League clash with title rivals Liverpool on Sunday. The winger hasn't featured since picking up an injury while with England during the last international break.
He needs some more tests. Yesterday he had some, today he's going to have some more. And from there we will know. Because last time as well we thought it was really bad. and he ended up playing 2 days after, or three. So let's see how it is.
Moving on to Gaelic games, the rescheduled Donegal under 21 final between St Unans and Burt will take place this evening at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy. That game has an 8 o'clock start time, and prior to that at 7, Iru Ballyshannon are set to take on Setanta in the under 21 Shield final. In Gaelic football, defending champions Trillick are up against Errigal Kieran in the Tyrone Senior Football Championship final this evening at Healy Park in Omagh, where there is a 7:30 start. Tyrone County officials have ruled out extra time in the event of a draw in tonight's final. Instead, if the sides finish level after 60 minutes, a replay will take place on Monday night at O'Neill's Healy Park ahead of the Ulster Club Championship preliminary round tie against St Unans the following Saturday. In snooker, the quarterfinals of the Northern Ireland Open are taking place in Belfast this afternoon. Neil Robertson's campaign is over. The former world champion lost by 5-4 to China's Pang Junshu. World champion Kyron Wilson is 2 frames up on Mark Williams. And a little bit later this evening, world number one Judd Trump takes on Dublin resident Sean Murphy. In motorsport, there is sadness among the rallying family in the Northwest today. The death has taken place of Strabane-based Kieran Doherty, who was a leading figure in the running of the Donegal International Rally throughout the years. In a statement, the Donegal Motor Club expressed sympathy to his family and said that he had been a vital cog in the running of the rally and had an ability to make things happen in a quiet and friendly manner. Mr. Doherty, formerly of St. Johnson and Port Hall, passed away on Thursday at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. His funeral is set to take place in Strabane tomorrow. Finally, in rallying this weekend, there are a number of titles up for grabs in the final round of the British Rally Championship, and young Donegal drivers are in with a shout of taking the junior crown. The last event of the calendar is tomorrow's Cimbrian Rally in North Wales. Ryan McHugh and his co-driver Arthur Kearns in a Fiesta, and Kyle McBride and Dara Mullen in a Peugeot will be in the title mix should either Ryan or Kyle take the outright win, as there are extra points and drop scores to come into play. The winner of the junior section will get a programme in the FIA Junior European Rally Championship next year. McBride is also in contention in the Stellantis Cup, but will need other drivers taking no finishes to aid his title challenge there. At the head of the field, William Creighton and Keith Cronin are 2 of 4 drivers that can take the British Rally Championship title with a win on Saturday. And that is all your sports news for today. Have a very good evening. Back to you, Dunmary.
Chamber of the House of Colin Ferreter and Shaolin the Priest Guilty. Kelly Rahar Arctus Nigeliga Emliana Arish, Ejurin Sharta Las Feed and V Shog is a trio Ladamina Sauna, Igalarnia Condi Kiri. Bait Hoskarok Ladri Lahar Iganela Emliana Ignan of Onadiakta Don Ear Huskert, Agus Taga Olus Fina Hemakti Eg and Sieve Antarctus Bonkai E. Hanig ya actus war gelige lekele trasten de donta agus kora de kelluru donda erengelige lelen de shakten ye sha es glushakt ejer nation ta e trasten de donta a spragen deni kon usa ja wancha san changa erna man hoshelta agus ignasku kanchuri o fod fad fod fad and doin agus amliana renya trasten de donta nasku le kora kon kora lanu de gelige erlina a khahu Stagan and Kelluru con Jaru in New. Agustashi a guest eg ranog changa chi the hudge glor negeliga forum the hishbohori a agru con duchlan a wanyan la toga clenya legeliga a flay. Bay on tamukter shul erlina eg shart a clog erandarna lad jag the mean the sauna. August bay nask a false she hit don crin new nis congreed on am. Dagri Changachi Okaj then Kenyal Shah Gomenik Lakaihutna Blianta August Binchit Usaja Kona Servishi Avian Glornigale Ag Solahar the Hyali Geliga a Arbert August Ogurch. To Egg Sharana Farsha Fihafiha Sakhar, Eg Toshir Turnona and you Eg Ashlan Rana Farsha Le Lekt Nehegsha Savrish of Balyuhan Aran Nelly Vaki Hudi Le Cahal Gon, Lanan na Kelluriha Arai, Amara and Sheolaz Fi, Le Cardlan Araniakta, the Rini Oga, Le Suzanne Igalohir, August Tronona Amara Ega Hokta Plug, Bay Session Kyol Kora, August Kevnikin, Le Scarra Bray, August Agarja, Tashin Ilig, he is Ranafarsha, Le Lin and Jerry Shartinya, Shin Mahodsha Iligolier, Slan August Bannocked.
Thanks for that column. Now to the weather. Cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, and that will continue to clear northwards. The last of the thick cloud and rain will clear northwards early tonight, and it will be largely dry to clear spells overnight. Patches of mist and fog will form in light to moderate easterly or variable winds, lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, tensions at a Donegal County Council meeting yesterday was palpable as the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Committee heard that legislation for a scheme to remediate social housing affected by the crisis will not be signed off until next year due to the upcoming general election. Councillor Jerry McMonagall told the Chamber it's time to get real about how the tenants of these homes are living on a day-to-day basis. The Department of Education has confirmed it has received an application from Skull Warra Milford for a replacement school buildings, and that officials will be in further contact with the school in due course in relation to the matter. Minister Charlie McConnell has confirmed within the last hour that an inspection is to take place in the next 3 weeks in a bid to begin the process. The Justice Minister has proposed to meet with the families of the Creaslip victims next week. Last month, a number of families requested a meeting with Minister Helen McEntee and also called for a public inquiry into the explosion which claimed the lives of 10 people over 2 years ago. And finally, there's yet another record level of homelessness in the state. Department of Housing figures show there were 14,760 people registered as homeless and living in emergency accommodation, including more than 4,500 children. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 25th of October. The death has occurred of Tony Johnson, 2 Drummond Park, Coolmore Road, Derry, formerly of Inch House, Maress, Inch Island. Tony's remains will repose at his home from 12 noon tomorrow. Removal from there on Monday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Fawn Parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jean Allen, née Doherty, 157 Lower Main Street, Strabane, formerly of Duke Street, Derry. Reposing at Eileen and Patsy Tolan's home, Ballyduff, Lifford, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:20 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Pauline Grant, 94, Glenwood Park, Letterkenny. Reposing at her late residence this evening and again tomorrow from 10 a.m, Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on stunanscathedral.ie. The death has occurred in Nottingham, England, of Daniel Brendan McKeown, formerly of Minestrone, Fintown. Reposing at his brother John's home in Minestrone, Fintown, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Requiem Mass at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, with family time please from 10, and again on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patsy Carton, formerly of Craigmount, The Fold, Cloddy, County Derry. Reposing at his brother Vincent's home, 32, Carnan Rae Road, Craig Ban, Cloddy. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craig Ban. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only please. Donations, if desired, to Craigmount Fold, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kieran Doherty, 3 Melmount Villas, Strabane, Creetland, St Johnson, and formerly of Port Hall, Lifford. Reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home this evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Funeral from the Funeral Home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 12 noon. interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place in London of Eilish Coyle Benicia, formerly of Glenvar. Funeral will take place in London with burial in Heron Gatewood Cemetery, Brentwood, Essex, on Friday, November 1st. Mass will be offered for Eilish in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The death has taken place of Mary Ward, Brinleck, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her son Thomas's residence in Brinleck. Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock with house private after that and again before the funeral tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Columbkill's Church in Lochfulla, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Care West, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.